Hi, I'm Femi Oke. The Advertising Regulatory Council of Nigeria inspired this episode. I've never said this before, but let's take a look about a ban that is coming up on October the 1st on the use of foreign models and voiceover artists on the Nigerian advertising media. With effect from October the 1st, that's Nigerian Independence Day, advertising marketing communication materials are to make use of only Nigerian models and voiceover artists. So we asked some Nigerian creators what they thought about this new law.
What has been happening in the advertising space in Nigeria is that a lot of TV commercials, a lot of print ads are being taken outside the country to be produced. And what the law is trying to do is to ensure that it protects its own market.
Protect local content, protect local talents, develop, build capacity, and ensure that you keep foreign exchange here and people keep working. I don't think it's anything that has to do with being vindictive here, but I just think it's a simple policy by ARCON, the federal government, to, like I said earlier, protect the local content. And there's nothing wrong with that.
We want to see ourselves on our screens. We want to tell our own stories. We want our own people representing us. We want people who look like us, sound like us, that we can relate to. So in raising the next generation of Nigerians and also Africans, this is really something that we need to work towards. And this is a first step towards that.
The state of commercials in Nigeria is what we're talking about. Why do they need protecting and how best to grow the industry? You can comment on YouTube. You can even put your favourite ads right here to talk about. But I know the conversation's already started. Juan, thank you. I respect it, the new law. Why glorify global standards when you can appreciate what you have? What are your thoughts? Join our conversation and our panel. Hello to Adia. Hello to Fyodor and hello to Obi, all joining us today. Adia, nice to have you. Please introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, what you do.
Hi, Femi. Nice to meet you. My name is Adia Sokwo. I am the Chief Marketing Officer of MTN Nigeria, a mobile telecom operator.
Fantastic. Hello, Fyodor. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. My name is Fyodor Mundia. I'm from Kenya. I'm the immediate past chairman of the Marketing Society of Kenya and currently a board executive at the Marketing Society of Kenya.
Great to have you, Fyodor. And joining us on the phone, we have Obi. Obi, please introduce yourself. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Fem. Well, nice to see you, to hear you. Obi Asika, founder of Cabal Entertainment. I'm a creative industries entrepreneur.
All right, so this story took off internationally because of a couple of mischievous headlines. Let me show you here. This is what Sugar Baddie says. As an actual Nigerian, the idea that the Nigerian government is banning white people from ads is just not true. White models are foreign to Nigeria, so of course they are naturally banned. However, the ban bars anybody who simply isn't Nigerian. So what we wanted to do is just to make sure that we dug a little bit deeper to find out what ARCON, that regulatory council, really wanted to say. This is what the director told us just a few hours ago. Let's have a look.
How do we develop the industry? How do we play our own role in the community of nations as a sponsor of advertising? We understand globalization. We want to play our role in the globalization. But if we don't have an industry, how do we do this? So this is more like an internal restructuring process for us. We want to relook and rejig our own advertising industry. We want to make ourselves more relevant in the scheme of things as it affects advertising. So we just need this period for us to relook at our entire process and system. We want to look at the talent that we have and we want to see how we can develop them. So the policy is aimed at looking at local talent and seeing how we can grow them to be able to compete on a global platform.
So that's the deep thinking there. We want to develop the industry. We want to have our own advertising industry. We're looking at our own homegrown talent and how we can develop them. Fyodor, internationally, this story blew up. What did you make of it? Does it make sense now that you've understood the depth of the story, not just that it's no foreigners here? It's deeper than that.
Yeah, I think it's deeper than that. And, you know, looking from the sidelines, so I'll not take the role of a Nigerian, but more of a marketer. Ideally, if you look at the studies, it shows that majority of people do not see themselves in ads. Actually, only, for example, 40% of women can relate to the ads that they see on the TV. In other sense, one in five people actually believe that the representation of the advertisements actually relate to themselves as a society. So there's a lot that the memory structures built through advertisement are bringing out, and there's need to change that. And I believe this is a step in the right direction in terms of building representation, inclusion of people that consumers can relate to, who look like themselves, sound like themselves, and, you know, represent beliefs similar to them.
Obi.
So definitely does that.
Yeah. Obi, weigh in. Go ahead.
No, I think, I mean, look, you can already hear it's an emotive issue, and that's why there was a big reaction. But I think somebody who commented earlier got this 100%. When you talk about, we're a huge country with a huge population, and what Pierre was talking about, people not seeing themselves in ads. If you go back 10, 20 years ago, the big multinationals used to just do these ads, maybe all from London, and do like one set of ads for the whole continent. Mm. So I think this feeling is probably there in Kenya and South Africa and Nigeria, where you start presenting people. If I'm watching that ad, I know that's not a Nigerian, but you're trying to sell to me as a Nigerian. So I think that's probably part of what Archon was heading towards, and in terms of strengthening that, because the industry is quite large, but obviously they want to make sure that, you know, in difficult economic times, they can preserve jobs and grow jobs in this market.
Yeah, sure. Adia, I would love you to listen to Claudine Moore, who's an experienced PR executive who spent some time living and working in Nigeria. I'm going to go beyond this ban into how does the industry operate and where is Nigeria in the industry. Claudine told us a story that I want you to have a listen to and then take us behind the scenes about how commercials are made and why does Nigeria feel that it needs to be protective of its creatives. Here's Claudine, first of all.
A few years ago, I was living and working in Nigeria, leading the communications for a Nigerian-based Pan-African investment company. And I was tasked with filming a commercial for the Nigerian company, for which I was sent to South Africa to film that commercial, working with a South African agency. Now, part of that commercial, we were having, we wanted to have a young girl lying on the bed, drawing a picture of her family, for which they cast a young black South African girl as a young Nigerian girl. In addition to that, the agency had given us a prop, and the prop that they gave us, which was the drawing that this little girl was pretending to draw, they had drawn her family as white. So they had this white family that this little black girl was supposedly drawing. So I had to go ahead and color in the faces of that white family brown, because it was a black young girl drawing pictures of her black family, but they'd drawn a white family and given that to me as the prop.
Was that your pause for being diplomatic, Adia? Go ahead. Adia's like,
look, so,
this one's tough.
No. I was just waiting for you to cue me in. Look.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think for me, I have to sort of put my hands up and say, look, I know this problem that we need to solve. Okay? I think shooting ads can be a very complicated process. There are many, many moving parts. And look, companies under the pressure of targets, you want surety of success. So look, we may have relied on using resources that are a mix of Nigerian and non-Nigerian resources. But I completely understand the direction we want to go in, right? And just to put this in a global context, representation doesn't only matter in Nigeria and in this context. If you look abroad, you know, look at the women and the bodies that are being portrayed, you know, by many brands as the ideal. It's no longer a skinny size zero model anymore, right? It's a lot more inclusive and more quote unquote normal bodies are being included. I don't see that as being very different from what we are trying to achieve in Nigeria at the moment. And MTN as a brand does stand by it. I mean, I think that for us, you know, operating in 20 plus countries, there is a challenge in trying to maintain brand consistency. But one of the things we have done as a Nigeria team is continue to work towards making sure that issues that your previous guests there experienced don't happen in our ads. You know, and it is important for people to look at ads and see themselves. So I definitely, we at MTN definitely support this move and are willing to fully align. Not that we were that far out of alignment, right? But we're willing to fully align and continue to enrich the local industry.
This is a rare stream where we actually have ad breaks. Obi, hold on tight for a moment. I'm going to play an ad break, Obi, and then you can pick up immediately off the ad break. This ad break is Never Forget Your Identity, advertising hero beer, one of your faves. And then as soon as you finish the ad ending, tell us why you like it and why it's important. Let's have a look.
My father taught me to never forget where I come from. Never forget who you are. Our traditions and festivals that celebrate our rich culture. Our dressing and the anklets that announce our arrival. Our people, men and women, bursting with creativity and zeal.
Obi.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, I think that ad, for example, speaks directly to the culture of the people and has an immediate connection because immediately, if you're from that part of Nigeria, or even if you're not, but even if you're Nigerian, you immediately know that this is situated in us. And I think that's really the
I could have picked that ad for
you,
Obi.
See, you know? But definitely, but you know what I'm saying? But I think also, think about it like this. Over, like 15 years as the journey of our music has moved, we used to go shoot a lot of music videos in South Africa. I mean, this is about technical skills, exactly what Adia was saying. But over the last 10 years, we've developed a lot of talent. We're shooting 90% probably back in Nigeria. And I think that's all it's about this. It's about let's use the local talent that's been developed to create and deliver these products for corporate Nigeria and for SMEs. So I think that's what it's about in reality. I don't think it's about excluding anybody. It's about building local.
I am wondering.
Yeah, and if I could just add to that, please.
Please add it.
I think now we need to find more bravery in telling our own stories. Right. A few years ago, an ad like that would have probably been rejected by a marketing team.
Right.
Or an international marketing.
Adia, why? Can you help us understand why?
It's identity and comfort with your own identity and doing what you think works, doing what you think brings the revenue that you need to meet your goals. And I'm speaking from a marketer's perspective, right? So you just rinse and repeat what's worked, even if it's not creative, even if it doesn't resonate, just rinse and repeat. Nobody's going to fire you for doing something that worked before, right? So it's not the best idea, but I think now this is going to embolden us to grow more comfortable in our identity. I think authenticity now is trendy, right? Ooh. It's being well received. It's being welcomed. I don't think it was in ad spaces or international spaces before. You know, I mean, you have, you know, Nigerians on YouTube telling very Nigerian jokes, and I walk into rooms around the world and I hear people talking about, you know, YouTube stars in Nigeria. So our culture now is traveling and traveling through our music, traveling through our movies, our mannerisms. I mean, like, the entire world now knows what the word Shayo means. I'm referencing the new Burna Boy song. This was our local secret. You know what I mean? Like, and for me, for a point of pride, there are no more secrets anymore, right? So we are now setting a global baseline in culture. So it's okay to be ourselves in our ads, even when we're representing international brands. And I think it's a brave new world now, and I'm so excited to be a CMO in this time.
I think that's such a powerful thing Adia just said. You know, Adia, I just have to come in and support you because I think that self-realization and self-awareness, it's a journey, and I think that's where the people are at now, and that's where young Africa is at, you know? Young Africa is not
young
afraid
Africa.
Of itself or, you know, or not looking at itself, and they're ready to tell their own stories, and that's why there's this explosion of African creators on all platforms, you know? And Adia,
let me get our Kenyan brother into the conversation, because if it was just up to us three, he would never get a way in. So just give him a little space. Theodore, I'm looking here. Sandra messaged us earlier and we asked, what were the great ads? What are the not so great ads? And she says, I love Nexus and Noor. They have ads that I love right now. They're about cooking. Ads often about cooking or appliances tend to carry very sexist messages. But these brands subtly reverse gender roles or modify them. Mm-hmm. So we're not just talking about representation, but we're also talking about where are we in 2022? What are the roles that have been traditionally assigned to men and women? And what should we be looking at now? Are we seeing a revolution in the way that different countries on the continent and the public wants to be advertised to, Theodore?
Yeah, so I think data speaks to that. So 71% of consumers believe that the ads or the stereotypes that are shown through advertisements actually are harmful to the younger generation, which means the representation is actually false, or the mannerisms that are coming through do not represent what we have in terms of our culture. So there's need to change that in that space. So I believe in terms of the policy that has been set out, that seems to correct that and it goes in the right direction. In terms of a bit of history on why ads have been sort of structured in that sense, and if you look mostly in terms of the big spenders in advertisement, who will be multinationals, the advertising budget is purely based on the size of market. So if I look at Africa as a continent, most of the multinationals will have a big chunk of their turnover coming from, for example, the southern markets or South Africa. And when you try to shoot an ad in that sense, you'll sort of anchor your advertisement in that sense. The other bit about advertisements, it's actually quite expensive to do production. Then this new day and age, what you find out is before you put on an ad, you have to test and ensure that it's actually right for flighting.
So Theodore, can I ask you, just as a consumer of ads and not as a creative, so if we did this same framing in Europe, for instance, so it was like, oh, this market isn't that big, so we're going to use a Frenchman to advertise to British people, that's not going to work. Why do you do that on the African continent?
Before that did work because there was no two-way communication. Right now, social media will blow up if you do that. Yeah, and people have a voice right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what is happening now. People are saying this does not represent me. Before then, all you had to do is find a line behind the pack of a brand and try call to share your concern, and hopefully hoping that will be addressed, which probably never did. But now, if I put on a post that relates, the reason why it trends is because most of the consumers actually relate to that. So consumers actually have a stronger voice in that sense, and that's why it's critical for that representation to happen.
I have to show this ad because we were looking for the good and the terrible, and we found a really, really bad ad. I thought it was from the 1970s, but it's from much recently than that, and it's actually about a malaria prescription, a malaria drug, anti-malaria drug. Have a look at this, and I want real candid reactions. Let's take a look. What's wrong with this ad?
Let malaria fly around in your family. Shoot it down with Linsunet Forte. Strike malaria on target with Linsunet Forte.
It's not malaria off your back.
I am never going to forget that product. Adia, that's a genius ad. I love it. All Nigerians walk around looking like that, don't they? Who made that ad? What?
Not
Why?
Me, thank goodness.
How?
So I'm not really, look, we are a growing industry, okay? Ooh. And before there were good movies coming out of Hollywood, Nollywood, Bollywood, there were not so good movies, okay? So let's be forgiving of whoever put that out and let's allow it to fade quietly into history, you know?
It's so bad, it's good. It crosses the line.
It is actually one of those. So bad it's good, yes.
All right, so the idea of representation, that is so important. I think everybody understands that, regardless of what they think about the new law that's happening on October the 1st. How else do we create fair representation that reflects the public so that we're not taking advantage of them? Fyodor, you start. It's the idea of inclusion, isn't it? How do we do this better?
So I believe it's just reflecting what the society feels is important to them. Yeah. So, you know, looking at sort of the positions of purposeful brands and where they lie. So in regards to the role of, for example, of a woman in the society, the woman has evolved from just being a housewife, for example, to be someone who wants to do more for the family. So they run their own businesses, they sit on the table, at the same time, they still look after the family. And that's the representation they're looking for. In terms of the kids that they grow up, they want to see a black child making it in the world, either in corporate or either into entrepreneurship. And that's what advertisement should be able to drive through. And, you know, it goes beyond advertisement. It goes actually to the park. Mm-hmm. So, it doesn't make sense to have an advertisement, but the park has a different model. Yeah.
Right.
And it's all those touch points that need to be considered in this execution.
Obi, I've got a couple of interesting reactions on YouTube, and I need your 30-second responses so I can get in as many as possible. All right, Mortal 486, Nigerian insecurity showing again. Thoughts, Obi, fast.
Why? Nobody's insecure over here. I think that's just, they don't understand. This is about, if you think Nigeria's insecure, then maybe you haven't met any Nigerians.
All right, Ricardo, reciprocations may occur. So, Nigeria, October the 1st, no foreign models, no foreign voiceover artists. Then the next time it's Kenya, or maybe it's South Africa, or maybe it is Ghana.
I mean, I think the Nigerian creatives will tell you that we've been locked out forever anyway, so that's not new to us. Mm. It's not like anybody... The Nigerians aren't getting work in these spaces in a friendly manner across the continent, unfortunately. And, I love my brothers, but the truth of the matter is, the energy that even caused this in the first place was the feeling of people being imported to take the jobs here.
Yeah.
That's the fundamental energy behind this. So reciprocity, I don't really see it. It's not a statement. Yeah. Nobody's in the ban is old language. It's kind of like militaristic to me. I don't see it in that manner. Mm-hmm.
All right, just one line on this, because I think this is the story that got around the world and I think we should squash it now. Asha says, racism has a new meaning. This is disgusting of Nigeria. A one-line rebuttal.
Well, nobody, no white people are banned. I think that's a ludicrous statement in the first place, that even whoever picked it up is like a fake news magazine or something, just ran with
clickbait. It was very mischievous.
I don't think any of the people here even ever thought about that.
I cannot talk about ads in Nigeria and representation of ads in Nigeria without this classic ad from 2013 that people are still talking about. Let's take a look.
My number than the portable, it means say I think your body I'm come to MTN. Easy, to enjoy the bubble that you wear, go get the back too. The number where you they use now and before carry the go, yeah. I don't want to MTN. Carry the same number, go. I don't port.
Okay, we've got 90 seconds. It's just time for three very short ads or one very short comment from Adia. Adia, how do we take Nigeria's industry for creatives forward? What are your thoughts, Chief Marketing Officer of MTN?
I think we need to continue to own our stories, own our narratives, and not be ashamed of telling them. I think we all need to be a little bit braver, and not emulate from any other market, but understand the consumer behavior and not be afraid to shape the story. I think that, the ad space in Nigeria so far is very shy about actually influencing the way people think about products. And I'd like to see, more brands do that.
What's interesting, Adia and Fyodor and Obi, is that it's made us think about the ad industry. What do we want? Where are the stereotypes? How do we tackle them? What does representation mean? So from a mischievous clickbait headline, there's a much deeper conversation to be had. And it looks like we're in that process of developing and changing ads, not just for Nigeria, for the entire continent of Africa. Thank you, Obi. Thank you, Adia and Fyodor. And for you on YouTube, weighing in as well. I'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.